Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest next station in the nation. It's out now, outshining any other station. So tell a friend to tell a friend by this station. Keep your ears and eyes open like a wound and staying in tune with EOTM Radio. It's the hottest net show. All the others move over for EOTM Radio. EOTM Radio. It's the hottest net show. All the others move. Carter B, yeah. Say to say, yeah. Shante, yeah. Grandma G, yeah. Run Anthony, yeah. Diva Q, DJ, M, I, sub, T, do what it do.
EOTM Radio is the hottest net show. All the others move over for EOTM Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very special edition of EOTM Radio. It is I, Carla B. We have a couple of the EOTM personalities holding the show down with me tonight. So far, we have Superman, the host of the Stunners Mag Live show. And, of course, we have Queen G. Oh, yeah, I said it right. It's been a minute. What's good? What's good, y'all?
What up?
Okay.
What's up?
Yeah, I know it's been a minute, but it's definitely great to have you guys on with me thus far. I know we'll be having some more personalities on. Again, it's a very special edition of EOTM. Our phone lines will be open. Studio line for you guys is 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. I want to put a quick disclaimer out there. The thoughts and beliefs of one host or caller does not necessarily reflect the thoughts and beliefs of EOTM Media Group, its companies, or affiliates. Wanted to put that out there. Getting on with the show topic, I mean, considering there have been so much debate on our Facebook pages, on Twitter, in regards to this particular case that we'll be talking about tonight, we felt that it would be a great idea to create a segment and allow our listeners to chime in and voice their thoughts and opinions on this. This is not just a Atlanta phenomenon. This is actually nationwide, and it's actually hit worldwide news as well. So we'll be discussing the Bishop Long allegations, and I do want to put out there that it is an open forum. You guys can definitely feel free to call in, but just want to put it out there that commenting is intended as a constructive, open community forum. So just wanted to put that out there to everybody, and I know I said hello to Solomon Carter and Queen G. I think we just lost Queen G. But I want to open up the phone lines because we've got some other people that are calling in wanting to be a part of this panel. I believe I have my girl, one of my best friends in the world. We got Paulette. Miss P, what's good, girl? We got you on air. How you feeling?
Hey, good evening, everyone. I'm doing well. How is everyone doing out there in EOTM? How are you doing?
Girl, super, super great. Just happy to have you a part of the panel. I'm going down the list just unmuting people. I'm unmuting area code 404-707. Who's this?
This is Ron.
What's up, Ron? You surprised me with a different number, but this is one of our other radio personalities, y'all. Ron Anthony.
Yes, yes.
Ron.
Yes, yes, yes. So we have, I'll introduce the people on the panel so far. We have Solomon Carter, Superman, CEO of Sunnis Mag. We have Ron Anthony. He is actually a singer, marketing director for EOTM in Atlanta, as well as he's one of our public relations clients, does so many great, great things for EOTM and for his career, as well as other, you know, individuals' career. He is has a show every Tuesday night. Oh, my God, so inspiring. He does a gospel two-hour segment. And so make sure you guys check that out. We also have Queen G on. Of course, she is founder of Edge Life Entertainment, also one of our radio personalities. She's the older sister of singer, actor, my future baby daddy, Tyrese. Got Shantae here. And, of course, we got one of my best friends in the whole world also. She's part of EOTM, Miss Paulette. Want to say hello again to you guys. And I want to, before we dive into the segment, I want to read something really, really quickly. I did put that disclaimer out there for the world to hear as far as the thoughts and beliefs of the EOTM radio personalities and then our callers. It does not necessarily reflect the thoughts and beliefs of EOTM Media Group, all of our companies, and our affiliates. So basically, getting us diving into it, I want to give a brief snapshot to those that may just be tuning in right now. Now, us being here tonight will attest to the fact that the dominating religion story of the day, without much debate, is the sex scandal threatening to topple a Georgia pastor's Christian empire. The man in the middle is Bishop Eddie Long, no pun intended, pun intended, Bishop Eddie Long, whom I've spoken about before right here on EOTM Radio in regards to the gospel of prosperity preaching. Now, recently, of course, Long, he leads New Birth Missionary Baptist Church and its multi-million dollar network of charities and businesses. He's also become a bit of a political figure, a political player in recent years. Today that all is in jeopardy. Four former members of a youth group he runs accused him of repeatedly coercing them into homosexual sex acts and of abusing his considerable moral authority over them while plying them with cash, new cars, lodging, and lavish trips. Would have got me too. Bishop Long has denied the accusations in a letter sent to a local radio station and has promised to address them from the pulpit. He promised to address them from the pulpit this past Sunday, but he declined. And this is what he said, basically, on Sunday. And this is, quote, this is word for word from Bishop Eddie Long in regards to these allegations. He said, on the advice of counsel, I am not going to address the allegations and the attacks. I want this to be dealt with in the court of justice, not the court of public opinion. I am going to fight very vigorously. Things New Birth has stood for, we will continue to do, Long said in the press conference, referring to the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. Earlier at the sermon, he also thanked his supporters and acknowledged his responsibility to his family, and he also addressed the controversy. He said this. He said, there have been allegations and attacks made on me. I have never – somebody must have their computer going, so you may want to mute that. I have never in my life portrayed myself as a perfect man, but I am not the man that's being portrayed on the television. That's not me. I am not going to try this case in the media. It will be tried in the court of justice, he said. And that's what he said. And he also said, I want you to know one other thing. I feel like David against Goliath, but I got five rocks, and I haven't thrown one yet. So with that, I want to go ahead and open it up to the people around the circle, and I guess we're going to start with the Ron Anthony out of Atlanta, and then we'll go to Solomon and then to Shantae, and then to Paulette.
Okay. All right, well, being that I'm here in Atlanta and I get a lot of news, you know, head on.
Speak up a little bit, Ron. Speak up a little bit.
Can you hear me? Okay, I'm sorry. I said, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay. Being that
yes.
I'm here in Atlanta. All right. Can you hear me? Can everybody hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Being that I'm here in Atlanta and I get heads on, you know, with all of the news, and to me, I kind of like kind of stay out of it, but I do see that it's a lot of things that are going on, and I think that he has been kind of arrogant about it, even though we really don't know what's going on, but just to have that kind of attitude, it really puts you in a, it puts the other people in a certain mood. And being that I've also attended the church and, you know, I've sang and I've been backstage, and a lot goes on backstage, but as far as the allegations, I really can't really say anything about it, but I can say that the attitude is really, really arrogant. And as far as the guys, it kind of touched me because I went through that with my son that was going through something like that, and the person did attend New Birth, which was one of the musicians there. And so I can kind of see both sides. And as a parent, I would actually go full force, as I did. And that person now that used to play at Bishop Long Church is serving 100 years in prison. So
wow.
I can, you know, it really touched me to see that this is going on. A lot of people really don't know what happens in your life, but to see this, if he did this, they should make a law.
Right. Wow.
So any comments?
Well said, and I'm sorry to hear that about your son.
Yes.
Solomon, what do you have something to share?
Well, I've really just been reading a lot about it. I don't really know. I haven't really been following too very long. I have just recently started hearing about him with these allegations. All I know is at this point, they're allegations, you know, and I'm a firm believer in not, you know, convicting someone until they've been proven that they're guilty.
Right.
But, I do have an opinion. I've seen some pictures of this guy. Now, I don't know, forgive me, but he's a pastor, right? And he's taking pictures in a bathroom in a muscle shirt?
Right.
Did
yeah, that was kind of, you know, I guess we got to,
I don't know, really put
everything in perspective. And I don't want to just be too, you know, so biased against him, but I want people to call in who have, I want some of the New Birth members to call in. I know that I have a lot of, I want to say, kind of sort of like hate mail that I may get the opportunity to read some of it on air. But I do want some New Birth members to call in if they can. I do want to mention something really quickly about our phone lines. We don't have that many of them. So what we're going to ask is the people that are already holding online, we'll keep you on for maybe the first 15, 20 minutes, and then you guys will hang up. So we'll get another group of people to call in because the lines are ringing busy. So we got a little bit of time though to get you guys your opinions and your thoughts out. Miss Paulette out of Atlanta, I know you're in Atlanta as well. You know, you're at the heart of the controversy. What do you want to share?
Well, actually, we have just been talking about this in our office for the past week, and
speak up a little bit, please.
Yes, well, there's two members. We've been talking about this strong in my office at work for about a week now. There's two members that attend their church that go to my job. I work with about 300 people, so these women have been advocates and always spoke very highly of Eddie Long. And it's interesting in the last week just how they thought they had to defend this man to people at their job. So I can imagine them having to defend him to people in their personal life, their friends, their family, or whatever the case may be. But you know, as a parent, I would have a problem with any man outside of my son's father, uncle, you know, a family member, buying him lavish gifts, money exchanged to him, sending pictures. I mean, I think about, okay, these children were, you know, they were single, you know, from a single-parent home, so they were looking for a father figure. And actually seeing the interview today, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen the actual interview, of course, with the gentleman in Colorado. He seemed so sincere.
Yeah,
he seemed so candid. Yes, he seemed very candid and very sincere. And the thing is that, you know, I'm a person about, I deal with facts and data. I don't go along with people's ideas or opinions are. I look at data and I look at facts. And the fact of the matter is that whether you believe he did it or not, there's some inappropriate behavior that's gone on. It's pretty evident. Just looking at the pictures, looking at just how today, seeing that interview, seeing that gentleman, I just felt like even if those total allegations are true, where there's smoke, there's fire. And he just seemed so honest and so candid, and he looked into the camera and spoke to Eddie Bishop Long himself directly. And true indeed, money will motivate people to do things. I'm not saying it's not money-based. I really don't know what happened, but the data and the facts are just kind of overwhelming to me. Personally,
right.
I'm thinking, yes, it's just overwhelming, the actual, and I'm sure more things are going to come out. You know, I would hope and believe that this man who has over 25,000 members would have more dignity, more character about himself, not to own less children. But, you know, he's human. He spirit sometimes is stronger
exactly.
than man, I always say. He's a human being just like
right.
all of us. And it's a possibility, it's there. It's a possibility of anything happening in this world. So, you know, we can't put anything beyond Eddie Long. So,
and that's what we're seeing. That's what I'm hearing a lot of, you know, in the streets and on the Internet. They're like, okay, well, is Bishop Eddie Long? I'm like, okay, but he's human. He's not perfect. And not
right.
saying that he did, because these are just allegations. There are no more allegations right now. He's not even, you
and,
know what I'm saying, no charges have been brought up against Eddie Long. But if it comes to the truth, you know, I think people just really need to get prepared either way, because it's like they're going to be so, if it is true, they're just going to be so shocked. And, I was talking to somebody yesterday. I said, I think that if it comes out to be true, some of the members of New Birth, even though they'll have the evidence right there in their face, they're still not going to believe it. And it's kind of almost kind of sort of, and maybe this is not the right word for it, but it's like some of the members are like kind of brainwashed.
Yes.
And what it reminds me of is some form of a cult. And I know maybe I shouldn't have said it, but just talking to some of the members and who's saying, okay, no, it couldn't be. I'm like,
oh,
I don't remember ever seeing anybody profess that hard for Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
These two women that I was speaking of earlier, they've been defending this man. I mean, it's amazing to watch them debate, and they feel that they have to defend their bishop, and they're their pastor, their bishop, and they're like, there's just no way we know him. He's done so much for this. And, you know, honestly, up until this point, I've never really heard anything negative about this man. Up until this point, I've been in Atlanta for over 10 years. He's done good, positive things for the community, for the church. But what I say once again, he is a man. He's human. And I feel like that, you know, he has chosen not to, you know, address the public in the way that they were expecting him to say, I did not do this. And a lot of people were very disappointed that he did not say those words. They were expecting him to defend himself to the end. And I feel like people are now thinking, okay, he didn't say those words. Why didn't he say those words? But, you know, I think about not only his congregation, but his family. He has a wife. He has children. As a wife, I mean, I'm just being real. If I see pictures that even if you didn't do any of those things, why are you sending pictures of yourself to young men in the congregation? I would question them as being your wife. You owe me an explanation for this. You owe me an explanation of why these, you know, the evidence I'm seeing, maybe you were just sending the pictures because you're friends and you're close to these members. I don't know, but it's just some inappropriateness. It seems as though he had too much hands-on with the youth. As far as, you know, he has 44 associate pastors, 44 people that are just at your beck and call to deal with different things and issues with the church, not including all the other members who are over different things in the church. You know, why were these particular children young boys singled out and given lavish gifts and cars and money. And the neighbor was on the news here in Atlanta saying today that she thought one of those boys were a drug dealer. He had a Range Rover. He had a Lexus. He had another type of car she was talking about. And this is the neighbor of one of the guys who accused him. Yes, she thought that he was a drug dealer because he always had different cars. And I thought to myself, wow, if my son comes in the house with a Range Rover and a Lexus, I work every day and I don't drive a Range Rover or a Lexus. These are questions that, too, where is the mother at? Even though she was a single mother, where was she at? Why did she ask the questions of why is this gentleman doing so much for my son?
Yeah.
You know.
And you're raising a lot of great, questions, Paulette. You are. I want to turn it to Queen G. I know you've been a little bit quiet, thus far, but I know you got a lot to say in regards to this topic.
Yes.
Queen G. Hello, everyone on the panel.
Hello.
Hey.
I have a lot to say. Paulette, I saw the same footage that you saw, and
yes.
I agree with you in the sense of the gentleman that spoke on that footage seemed to be very genuine. I watch body language a lot, and he didn't seem like he was lying or trying to come up with something to put against Bishop Eddie Long or anything like that. He just seemed to be—he seemed to be hurt, really, like
a child.
He seemed to love
this man. He still seemed to love this man in a strange way.
He talked about Eddie Long as a mentor, being like a father to him. He spoke of those kind of things, and I believe that when I saw that footage, I don't know if something happened or changed for this young man, say that maybe Eddie Long was in a close-off friendship with him or something like that, at some point was mentoring him, and then he backed up maybe, and then things began to change in the situation. I don't know. I can't say that Eddie Long did it or not. I will say that, whether minister, pastor, anything like that, is that everybody falls short, and he is not exempt from sinning or, having issues, you know what I mean? Like, all of us are human beings, and I believe if he did it, he should admit the truth and go ahead and, try to work through it. Now, I know that it's going to affect everything, and I believe that's why he's taking this approach with the legal system, just to be tried in court only and not in the public, because he's afraid. He does have family. He does have children. He does have a lot to defend. He has a lot that he's gained as far as his walk and the years of being in that dictatorship position. Like you mentioned, Paulette, he's also in the political world. He's gained a lot of momentum and fame from, just the things that he's done in the community. He has a lot to lose. So I think he's scared. Like, I didn't think that he thought these, issues would come out. As you know, when people are trying to make you get quiet and not tell on them, they may do those kind of things, like offer the lavish cars and vehicles, do payoffs as far as cash and that kind of thing. I don't think he expected this kind of thing to come out. It would be really sad, if some things come to the forefront and if he actually did these things. I'm not going to say he did it or not, but I do believe he's scared. I do believe he's scared, and his approach that he's taken, mm-hmm. he has a right to a fair trial and all that stuff, but I think that the approach that he's taken about being quiet and not really going and defending himself deeper than what he is because he's afraid of all the things that he could lose. I wish he would have thought of that before now, you know what I mean? Before all of that,
I want to say this. I want to bring something up, on a different angle. Then we'll take some more callers. And I want you guys' opinion on this, Ron, Shante, and Paulette. Mm-hmm. Do you see the difference in the way our communities, and I'm talking about the African American communities, are looking at this case comparable to when we look at, when we
we hear about the cases in the Catholic Church, how the Black Church tries to separate themselves from the Catholic Church. I mean, what are your opinions on that? And we can start with Ron Anthony on that, if you have an opinion on that.
Okay, you said, say that again. I could hardly hear you about the...
I'm just wondering what you guys' opinions are when it comes to what we see now going on in the African-American, in the Black, quote-unquote, church, in the Ed Long scandal, and then looking at the issues that the Catholic Church has had over, you know, the past, you know, up 10 years, just the sex scandals that they've had. And I'll say this before I take it to you, Ron. A lot of the when those stories were going on about the Catholic Church, I would talk to some individuals within the Black Church, and they were like, "Oh, stuff never happens in our church. You know, these Catholic priests, they're, you know, this and that. You know, talking about them, but acting like our churches are just, you know, nothing ever happens." So, I mean, why is it that there's this really, really big thing about the Catholic Church and it's like, okay, the Black Church is so much better when it comes to sex scandals, or it can't happen in our church, basically?
My thing is with the Catholic Church, I mean, you will hear it, and then it disappears, and you don't hear it anymore, or it may come up, and then it goes away. I mean, for a big thing like this, it's like, the news media just took it and really ran.
No, but it's happening in Catholic churches. I mean, when something happens, I mean, it don't go away automatically. Eventually, after it goes through, you know, their own little tribunal system, but it don't go away just overnight. And there's some
background noise.
But
like this has really blown up. I mean, like, they're talking about this all in Africa and all over. I mean, everywhere. It's like Eddie Long's name right now, even with this, what was the scandal with the Pope? That kind of came up a little bit, and then it just disappeared. You see what I'm saying? But this is going on like every news reporter, everybody is talking about this, and I don't understand. Is it because it's a Black church, or
I want to say this real quick. There's some background noise. So for the people that's online, if you are on the phone and you have your computer on streaming the show, please like put that on mute because it's going to cause some interference. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh no, I'm just saying, are we as Black people doing this? Because I've noticed a lot of Black people are really talking about this. I mean, we are, like, giving some real nasty opinions. But when I've looked online and saw the Catholic Church, but you don't really – I mean, this is just me. I've searched, and it looks like it comes, and then it just goes away. I mean, it's still there, but it's not as loud as we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that next time it happens, I think just pay attention to it. I think we don't really pay attention to the – what's going on in the Catholic Church as much. So that's why it would appear that it's not really, you know, it's been swept underneath the rug, you know. So just like some stuff that's going on in Uganda, you know, I mean, the stuff, you know, genocide and stuff is happening throughout the world right now, but we don't hear about it because we don't really pay attention to that kind of news. So what I'm saying is it's out there, but we just don't really pay attention to it. So if we start looking out for it, then we'll probably see it. But I want to get Paulette's opinion on it as well as Shantae's, and then I want to open it up to some of the callers.
Well, I feel as though the Black Church, you know, we seem to hold ourselves in a – we feel as though in a higher standard. When the sex scandal came out with the Catholic Church years ago and all these cases came out with these boys, we were appalled. We were like, oh, we were so shocked. How could they do this? How could this happen? How could they have all these children being, you know, molested, blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't swept up under the rug. They actually tried to get, you know, a lot of cases, you know, got tried through either civilly or the Catholic Church, try to take responsibility for what the previous preachers did. But the Black churches, I think, they look upon the scandal within their own communities is not as, okay, well, you know, you don't really hear about sexual abuse in black churches. You know, you might hear that the preacher's sleeping with multiple women in the church. I think that's why, too, you know, someone made a point as though, you know, these are women. If these were little girls or with these women, would it be such a big deal? The fact that he searched against homosexuality, he preaches so much against homosexuality. He marched back in 2004 about, you know, the ban on gay marriage. So I think people are looking at this and they're talking so much about it for the fact that not only is it a sex scandal, but it's involving boys. And I said, well, what about girls? I mean, if it was a girl, it would have been just as bad. But the homosexuality end of it, the twist of it, I think that's what people are just like, wow, and it's with the same sex. These are boys he were doing these things with. So. Hello?
Okay, that's fair. All right, so I think we lost Queen G. So what I want to do is I want to open up the phone line really quick. Area code 323-769, you are live on EOTM Radio. Who's this?
Oh, shoot.
Yes, it's you. It's you. Are you just listening or did you want to share?
No, I was just listening because I don't have, like, a television, so I didn't know what was going on, and I just was listening in to hear, and I have heard about that,
okay.
But I'm not, you know, thoroughly familiar with it. By the way, this is Lala.
Oh, hey, what's up, girl?
Yeah, I wasn't thoroughly familiar with the topic, but I have heard about that, but, yeah,
okay.
I was just listening
in. Okay, what's up. Okay, well, you could definitely, you know, continue to listen in. And I know I had cut you off a little bit, Paulette, so I do apologize, but trying to work the boards and stuff, we got so many callers. I do want to say to some of the individuals, if you can please, if you are just listening in, you can stream live via www.eotmradio.com and then allow somebody who wants to chime in. Please, pretty please, we've only got about 5 phone lines tonight. So we're needing all the phone lines. So if you can go ahead and release the lines. So what I want to do right now is take a really, really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more of sounding off on Bishop Eddie Long's sex abuse scandal. Hold tight.
I'm the singer, spoken word artist, Epiphany. You can find my work at www.myspace.com/Epiphany's House. As a Poetry Over Music Senate member, I'm proud to be a part of Poetry Over Music campaign to grow poetry and spoken word. So, from now and until the end of the year, Poetry Over Music is going to be giving away thousands of dollars in gift cards. The way to win this month is to go out and spread the word about EOTM. Tell your friends, co-worker, pastors, strangers, etc., etc., etc. And the person that EOTM says refers the most listeners or poets will win a Poetry Over Music gift card. It's just that easy. If you have not done so, please go to www.poetryovermusic.com, join the page, and check out the new Poetry Over Music magazine featuring me.
Yeah, someone I can depend on. If you're down, no matter what, let me know if you're with it, cause girl, it'll be fine. If you are my D-U-T-D-Y, don't be shy. No, give it
a... Hey, I need to know about some PR. PR and work that EOTM doing, child. Tell me something about it, sugar.
Okay, you mean PR work? Do you need PR?
Yeah, sugar, that's what I'm saying.
EOTM Media Group is always looking to expand its roster of selected and talented clients. If you're interested in becoming a client,
yeah, I'm interested.
Please email pr@eotmradio.com or call 909-559-1763. That's our L.A. office. Or 678-548-9466 in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an office in D.C., which is 646-713-9327. For a free consultation, please give us a call. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call with all them numbers. Well, I will give you a call, and I sure appreciate it. All right, dear baby.
Thank you, and always remember, you will always need a publicist.
That's right. That's what's up. You will always need a publicist, and when you are in need of one, you're going to call EOTM. Great, great show tonight thus far. I want to thank the panel members we have. We've had Ron Anthony, of course. We still have him. Paulette, thank you. We had Solomon Cullen. Thank you, Solomon, as well as Queen G. We're waiting on Trey Love to call in as well. I want to unmute a caller that's calling in right now, area code 513-675. You are live on EOTM Radio.
Area code 513. Hey, what's up? This is Trey Love. I'm calling from another number. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, what's up? What's good with that?
Chilling. No, I had to call from an undisclosed location because there's some people looking for me after what I put out about old punk-ass. Oh, I don't even want to go there. About this travesty that this man using God to manipulate these boys. I'm going to just go ahead and run it. Carla, can I have the flow for a minute? Can I just have it for 1 minute real quick?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. This is what I want to say to Mr. Bishop Eddie Long and all them other Bible-toting, punk-ass, wannabe, all y'all religious people running around here using God to manipulate people, play with people's minds and heads. That's some foul-ish. I can't stand it. I think it's deplorable. And I'm going to let you know right now, I got babies. I got children. And I'm going to tell you, if one of them was my son, it wouldn't be no trial. They wouldn't have nothing to worry about because I would put one right in his dome where it belongs. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's some things you just do not do to people. And for these people that are using God, I mean, hold on. I was taking some notes, man. Let me read these notes to y'all what I got. Here's why I believe it. I'm going to explain to the people why I believe it. Because at first, me being a entertainer, African-American male, a public eye, people always got shit to say that ain't true. Like that old punk motherfucker, Don Adams, that used to be on EOTM. I just had to mention his bitch-ass name. That motherfucker, you know, that bitch nigga, I had to mention his name, you know, because that's the kind of shit he would do. But like I was saying, when the boy, I'm watching the boy on the interview. This is why I believe it, y'all. When that boy talked and he said,
right,
I had to wash that man's cologne off me, as tears almost came to my eyes. I was hurt. Devastated. See, here's the thing. I didn't believe it. I didn't want to believe it. I was like, nah, this shit ain't true, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Bishop Eddie Long is one of the people that I admire, respected, and used as a vessel of God to help me. I'm human. So I looked at someone like him as a leader, as someone that I respect, someone that I'm going to follow what he got to say, and I'm going to roll with him. You know what I'm saying? Like I had his back. But when I saw that young man on TV and the conviction in his eyes and as hurt as he was like, this ain't even about money. He was like, man, you know, and if you really look at it like the lady Paulette said, the young man was in love with this man. People don't understand, and I want to make sure I make this a disclosure. And I do have my opinions, and they're very strong. But I do not personally have anything against one that is a homosexual. I want to say, because I have a lot of homosexual fans. And in this industry that I'm in, if you call yourself homophobic or don't like black homosexuals, you can hang the shit up. Because I don't care who you think you are. Everybody knows that gay people run the industry. But even without that being said, even if I wasn't in the industry, I personally have nothing against a person that's homosexual because that's their business. You're an adult. You with another adult male. Y'all do what you want to do. But see, what I got a real, real issue with this Bishop Eddie Long is around here doing all these anti-gay rallies. Then you got these children that you're manipulating, lavishing them with gifts. And when you look at it, old boy was like, damn, he cut me off. He like a woman scorned. He like, dang, I can't get no more money up out you. You know, I got to wash your cologne off me. I'm insulted. I'm degraded as a man having to take a shower about the ill things that went on in his life. And then you want to cut me off? So that's why the boy, but it ain't even about the money. I'm glad he exposed. I'm glad we got this out. And I'm going to tell you something. I was raised in the church. I believe in a higher power. But these are the types of things that are driving black people away from the church. And I'm going to tell you something. Willie Lynch did this shit. So I'm going to tell you to the people, y'all, let's do our research and find out what religion really is. Let's stop chasing something that ain't true. Now, I got enough. That's all I got to say. Anybody got a problem with me, see me on Facebook, LewisTreyLove.com, LewisTreyLoveSmith, TreyLove.tv. See me on Facebook, MySpace, see me. Because I got a real issue with this chump and what he did to them kids. I got a real serious issue with it.
Yeah.
I'm cool now.
Crazy.
I done been it.
Hold
on.
Hey, we love you.
I'm in the studio.
Hey, we love you.
Me and Drummond
for you speaking your mind, because there's not too many like you.
So, wow. Did you want to, did Ron or Paulette want to add something to, or to Trey Love stuff? What he just said, it kind of had me speechless. So,
He definitely hit it on top of the head for me too. He's,
Okay. All right, Carla,
Carla,
don't go nowhere. We still want you here. Don't move. I want to read something real quick, and then we'll open up the phone lines. But this is from a girl. Well, she doesn't want me to say her name, but she's out of Atlanta. She says, not a girl, a lady, I'm sorry. This is a very sad situation. I believe that these young men would never put themselves in a position to be ridiculed by the community if these allegations were not true. While this is an unfortunate situation for all parties involved, this is a situation that will further divide the African-American community. It is understandable for the church to stand firm by their pastor's side. However, the head of the church, and there's some background noise, please don't stream live and be on the phone. All right, let's see. It is understandable for the church to stand firm by their pastor's side. However, for the head of public relations at the church to try and divert attention onto the young men by pointing out their criminal records, should he soon forget that Eddie Long has a criminal background also? Let's not forget the situation where he worked before. Now, I don't know nothing about that.
Me either.
Wow.
That's
wow. That was powerful. Thank you, friend in Atlanta. I do appreciate you, girl. And keep sending them in. Keep sending them in, definitely. I want to open up the phone line really quick. I want to open it up to area code, somebody in Atlanta, 404-988. You are live on EOTM Radio. Please state your name.
What's up, Carla? What's good?
Who is this?
Just say two.
What? Girl, I'm so happy you got through. What's good, lady? What you man in the chat rooms, I must say, stay to say what's man in our chat room, and we got her on. Go ahead and share what your thoughts and opinions are on this situation.
First of all, I just want to give a quick shout-out to my homeboy, Trey Love, because he definitely kept it real all day. But my little comment that I have to say about this is that the church, I feel as though that the whole community is basically putting their whole trust in this pastor because it's like they look too much, it's like they look up to him as if he is God. Like there is no human on this earth that is perfect. So, I mean, as far as him doing that, personally, I'm not surprised because I mean, I wouldn't trust nobody. I don't even care if you were a pastor. I don't care if you are my father. I don't even care because I know personally that I have some family members that are blood that have molested some of my other cousins. So as far as believing a pastor, no, I wouldn't even look at him as if he is just so highly and just so, like, respect him to the point where I would go that far to ignore the fact that he's doing something with my kids. And second of all, I just don't even understand how in the hell these boys' parents did not know what the hell was going on.
Same thing Paulette and Shante said, yep.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you really have to get to know your children. I mean, seriously, if you don't know your kids, who the hell is going to know your kids? You know what I'm saying?
I want to add something to that real quick, say, too. To that point, I want to add something because, you know, somebody put something on Facebook today and they said that money is the root of all evil. You got to understand with these families that were being lavished all these gifts, it's all this money. Some of them receive homes. All this stuff that they've never had, all of a sudden they have it. They're not questioning things, unfortunately. That's very unfortunate that you don't question it, but you got to, you know, you don't have money, now you have money, you know? And I guess they're like, okay, well, they just put a deaf ear to it.
He has stopped giving it to them or something like that?
Yeah.
Man, please. Well, he should have known, like, for real, like, if you do something in the dark, it's going to come out anyway. You know what I'm saying? And he's a pastor, so he should already know that anyway. And as far as his lust for young boys, he needs to choose which one is more important, him lusting for young boys or him being a respectable pastor that he was before this incident happened in the first place.
And so speaking of that, you didn't put a twist to it. And I want to ask Ron his opinion on this also. And then everybody else on the panel. You know, when you see the Catholic priests and when they, you know, they're found out about, they don't go into jail. They just get moved to a different parish. So if it comes out that Bishop Eddie Long did do this, I mean, what they going to just send him over to a different church? I mean, what are you guys talking about? What do you think is going to happen? Do you think he'll go to jail if there are charges brought up? I mean, what are your thoughts on that? And we'll take a couple responses from you guys, and we'll take some callers.
Now, who's going to go first? Because I jump in. I'm going to run about this.
Go ahead, Trey.
No, first of all, the jail thing. First of all, about the age, because the brother was so smooth, talking about the bishop with his smooth self. He was so smooth. He played the young men while they were minors, and he waited until they were actually old enough
to
begin the sexual act. So, therefore, let's go legal and let's go my terminology, which is from the streets. You understand what I'm saying? From the hood. Now, legally, on paper, because they were, quote-unquote, of adult age when he engaged sexually with them, I personally don't think he's going to be – I don't even see – personally, I'm going to be honest. I don't see where there even are any criminal, quote-unquote, charges that should be filed against him or that he will have to do any per se jail and all that. That's not going to happen. Now, as far as the lawsuit, I don't know how that's going to play out, but I feel as if these young men should be compensated because – when a person, it's like a school teacher, it's like a professor. You're in a position of authority, and the way I look at the logistics of it, yes, he did use his power, his position to manipulate these young men. And hold on, here go the thing right here, y'all. I wrote this down. How many of y'all? Because I know when I was a big Christian going to church every Sunday, how many of y'all put y'all's half? I'm talking about 10% of every dime you make. You putting,
right,
you call yourself
exactly.
Giving it to God, right? You putting this money in your mind when you writing that check or you reaching in your pocket. Man, when I used to go to church and love that quote-unquote Lord that Willie Lynch told me to love, I used to be reaching in my pocket, broke as hell, but I got to put this in the church. I got to put this in the church. You putting that money in the church, I'm giving this man money. And you know what, people? I'm one of the people that has actually purchased a Bishop Eddie Long CD. So that's why I'm angry. You mean to tell me my money went towards helping you get to mess with a boy? You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Carla, I got Drama Gans in the studio. She really wants to get on this. Can she get some of this real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Drama, come here, because she mad with me because she don't agree with me. Come here, Drama. Come here. Come here, because we arguing. We arguing right now. Come on, get everybody. This is my artist, my homegirl, Ms. Drama Gambler. Go ahead and holler at people.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Hey, what's good, Drama?
I'm chilling. I'm over here feeling the heat from him about the situation. And my thing is, until all the facts are out, you can't really accuse someone. Now, everybody falls short of the glory of God. So, for me, it's like these boys knew, they know right from wrong, no matter how old, they were old enough to understand what's right and what's wrong. And if they were being, like, poured in to commit such behavior, it's really, you can't really point the finger. You can, but you can't because they're grown. They're at an age where they understand that this is wrong, and eventually anything in the dark will come to the light. So for me, I don't want to take any sides. I just did an interview with a young boy, which was really, it was really sad to watch, but when I see both sides, that's when I can really make my how I feel
right.
out. Because right now it's like you can't really tell, so you can't just lash out on any either party.
Right.
So,
right.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much, Drama Gans. Ron Anthony, do you want to touch on that question that I posed?
Hey, come back, y'all. She got to get back in the booth. Get them beats together.
Okay, no
anyway,
problem.
No problem.
Ron Anthony, did you want to chime on to that question I posed?
Okay, we probably lost him. He'll probably be back. Let me go ahead and unmute some of the other callers. I want to definitely give people the opportunity to chime in. I want to unmute a Virginia number, 713-418. You are live on EOTM Radio. Who's this?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good.
Great, great. This is General D. This is General D.
Okay.
How you
What's
doing?
Good with you? What's your opinion on the Bishop Long sex abuse scandal?
Well, I think the most important thing that we're forgetting are we're so situated on the sex part of it. But you got to understand something. This man was sitting on, his church was sitting on 250 acres of land. You know how many homes and businesses that could be on that land? Plus the building itself is valued at, quote unquote, $50 million. You know how many grocery stores that could have bought and how many jobs that could have, people could have, black people could have in the city of Atlanta? We like to focus on the gossip and the mess, and maybe we should focus on the real tragedy, them wasting all that money building a building, you know, worshiping idols and worshiping a man that turns out to be a fraud or possibly turns out to be a fraud. Personally, I don't care if a man is gay or whatever. Personally, I mean, that's if that's his lifestyle, he chooses to do that, then that's fine. But we fail to realize in the next 20 to 30 years, Hispanics, whites have already owned everything. Hispanics are going to be taking over. And where are your kids going to work? You know, how are your kids going to support themselves? We so busy worried about Bishop Betty Long having sex with little boys, but we should be worried about how our kids are going to support themselves and how our kids' kids are going to support themselves. And we need to stop investing in these mega churches, in these buildings,
right,
and making these pastors wealthy, when we should start spreading this stuff across the community. Because we know in the black community there's a church on every corner, and right down the street is a crackhead, a crack house, liquor stores everywhere, prostitutes, black
right.
people. We are the most religious people in America. You know, I don't know no black person that hasn't went to church at least one time or know who Jesus Christ is. But yet we're doing the worst, you know. And I think we need to take a look at that. His scandal is sensationalized and all that other stuff. But we need to. I think we really need to drill down into the essence of the real problem. The problem is not him sleeping with these little boys. The problem is these pastors having control of all this money and not really doing anything with the money. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Right. Oh no, definitely great point. Definitely a great point, and that's so true. And that's one of the points that I was trying to, you know, bring about. You know, my thing is this. You know, these churches are in our communities, and we talked about this a little bit when we were talking about prosperity preaching. And I know I have a lot of friends in Atlanta who went to New Birth, and as far as the way that money was spread around, it didn't really trickle into the communities at all. And it's so sad. So yeah, that's definitely a whole new segment in itself. But I definitely agree with the caller. Thanks for calling and sharing that. Do Ron or Paulette or say two want to touch on a little bit of what this last caller said? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, not that I'm
gonna. Well, I've got something to say.
You want to say something, Ron?
Yeah, I wanted to touch on before we get out of here on the NFL football player. What are your views on that?
Okay.
Because he said he was actually, Eddie Long gave him all of this stuff and helped him in his football industry, and he didn't approach him with sexual acts. Did you all
okay.
hear that? Mm-hmm. That happened
I,
tonight.
I know. I saw that story that you put on Facebook, but it would be interesting to know what age did they first meet. Maybe he wasn't his type. You know what I'm saying?
It's
my thing.
Carla.
Yeah.
Can I put in a little bit on that?
Yeah.
You sure can.
first of all, I want to thank that caller for what he said, because it's really about the first caller, because it's really about the community. And brother out of Virginia, I really respect, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, it's really about doing for the community and giving back to the people. So that made a lot of sense. Thank you so much for that, because that was really a cherished statement, and your call was very appreciated. I appreciated it. And I want to kind of comment on what Ron was saying when the football player said that he wasn't approached sexually. See, I want to say something. Ludacris, who is a hot rapper, I mean, I love Ludacris's music. Ludacris has had Eddie Long on his CDs, you know, on some of his music. So here's the thing I'm going to say. You got to understand something about a person like a predator like that. They know the type of people to prey on. Yeah, you're going to help out a football player. Yeah, you're going to help out a Ludacris. But I'd be damned if he would approach Ludacris with some stuff like that. The same thing with the football player. You understand what I'm saying? So the way I looked at it, what angers me so much and makes me angry about the situation is he did it like kind of the wolf thing, you know? Oh, yeah, I'm going to play the game over here, but then I could play with these little dudes. You know what I'm saying? He went to the weak. Because I don't see him doing it to a football player, because imagine if the football player exposed him. Ludacris, like I said, who's a platinum seller artist who I respect, who I do think is a very straight man. I'm sure that he worked with Ludacris, but, I mean, he worked with Ludacris. That's apparent because he's on his music, but I'm sure that he strategically did it. Like, see, these pedophiles and these people like that, they're very strategic. Like a school teacher, so to speak. He looking at all the kids in the school. Okay, like out of which one he going to mess with? Okay, this young lady, she might be more attractive to me. I might want her more, but is her daddy in the home? What's her situation? How's she living? Is she poor? Is she broke? Can I play her with a few dollars? You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just coming to you from a real place. So you know what I'm saying? Because I've had to go places in my mind as an entertainer, as an actor, to really see some stuff. And I want, let me just make this point real quick. Again, and I go back to the young man who was on the video. Like I said, I did not, I'm going to be totally honest, and I want to put this out there. I did not believe the allegations until I saw that video of that young man they caught off guard. And I'm going to explain why. Being an actor, you have to know how to go into a character and play a role. First of all, they caught the boy off guard. You understand what I'm saying? And he was kind of reluctant. But when he began to talk, I mean, you really got to watch that video of that young man saying how you don't know what I went through, the disgust of him having, I go back to that cologne thing. The fact that he had to go and like, wash that man's cologne off of him, that right there is what did it for me and pushed me over the hump to where you got to really, at this point, you got to prove him innocent. I mean, you got to prove him innocent, because at this point, And this is Trey Love's opinion and opinion only. I believe he did it. And that right there is what did it, watching that young man's interview and the pain in his voice and the sincerity. He wasn't playing no games. That wasn't no concocted to me like, yeah, okay, I'm on the TV now, so let me play this. No, he was hurt. He was hurt. And that's why I got an issue with the whole thing.
Wow. You want to
say
two words? And I want to add something real quick.
Yeah, this is Paulette. I really totally agree with what Trey Love just said, because when I saw the actual video, it was just as though he just had to get it out. He just had to go ahead and say what he had to say about it. And he, you know, do you realize that even through the interview, towards the end, he got a little harsh, but he still spoke very highly. Even after the allegations and the abuse he spoke about, he still couldn't really just say too many bad things about Eddie Long. That's what amazed me. He said, okay, he's a predator, and what he did was wrong, but you could see the hurt. Like, he kind of put me to the side and went to the next person. Like, okay, he was giving me this and doing it, and he kind of he put me to the side, just like though a woman scorned, like was said before. That's exactly what it is. It's like a woman being scorned, women who are scorned, and they breakups happen, and they keep going to the man, like going to another woman. It's as though he was like, okay, he put me down for the next person. And he must have been my dad. He must have been my father. He's supposed to be, I'm doing this stuff, I'm letting him do this to me, and now he's going on to the next. He was really just like, wow, you know. And that's the take I took upon the interview. He still had love and respect for this man. You could tell, even after the abuse. I was like, wow, he still cares about this man. You can see it all over him. He still cares about it. He wants
I want to let the people in the chat room know, and the people that's on the phone lines, we actually extended our show for another 30 minutes, so there's still time to get your thoughts and opinions on. So what I want to do right now is I want to go ahead and unmute area code 404-952. You are live on EOTM Radio. Who's this?
Peace. This is your man, Mike Kel Saheed, the one and only calling from Killer Cali.
What's good with it? We don't have to get you on.
Yeah,
I'm just maintaining.
Sitting back listening to all these jewels and all these, you know, things that y'all are dropping. I want to salute all my black brothers and sisters that's on the panel, everybody that's calling in. I want to shout out my girl, Paulette. What's up, Trey Love? I see you. Man, basically, man, like the Eddie Long situation has me really, 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 like, you know, twisted off, you know, off the frame. I respect everybody's points of view. Basically, I feel like this, man. If people are this angry, like, I feel like what Monique said about the movie Precious, you know what I'm saying? She said, yo, we the only ones that's telling this story right now. You know what I'm saying? I knew about this type of things going on in our society for a long time. I mean, there's a website called watchdog.com where you can see your neighbor that's getting down doing the same thing that he's doing. But you don't see nobody flipping on those type of individuals. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you can type in your joint right now, and you can just look around you and say, damn, all these people live right by me? So the child molestation thing.
Better believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Okay, that was a little bit crazy. Twilight Zone moment, but we're back. We are back. Do we still have Mikhail?
Yeah.
Do we have Paulette? Okay. Okay, we're back. Go ahead, Mikhail. I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't know where I was, where the plug was pulled or where the technical difficulties came in at. I don't know what happened.
You're gonna have to start all over because I think we missed a little bit of everything.
No, but it's okay.
We got some time.
We
got 28 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Back to what I was saying. This situation right now is a set. I mean, like, I go back to Atlanta since Ludacris was on the radio. So all that, I salute my G and all that, but I remember when he was just a VJ. So all that, I mean, I don't know now. I seen him at Club 112. You know what I'm saying? I seen him with his hands on his hips at 112 back in the day. Now, I mean, let's keep it real. So I'm just saying, like, I mean, come on. I mean, I'm keeping it 1,000. I mean, you know, I mean, I respect him, but the only thing I'm saying is this, man. Eddie Long is a black man that has helped a lot of individuals, and he's hurt some individuals. But we gotta really, really, really look at this, just like Monique said about the movie Precious. Yo, we the only ones showing this story. This is happening like crazy. And people need to really start looking into their own families. You know what it's called? Don't throw rocks in a glass house and ain't that the pot calling the kettle black. Because
Absolutely.
This is big. And we know a lot of our brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, fathers is doing this same shit. But nobody's flipping. I'm just saying, it's that big, yo. I mean, because let me share a personal secret with you. Any sister that I've dealt with over my years, I ask them everything. Like, yo, what gets you up? What don't get you up? You know, what's your thing? What's not your thing? Why the hell do I hear every sister tell me about they've been molested by their family?
Every one of them.
And I'm only 41, and I've been hearing this shit for like the last 15. All my peers have been molested. And I'm like, damn.
Let me tell you what it does as well. I dated a young lady that I was in love with. I was really feeling this girl. And you know what? She said, let me put you up on game. She said that I favored her molester. And, you know, her family used to actually pick at her, like, you in the tray. He sure looked like so-and-so. You must have liked it. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So this thing has a psychological effect that affects these women. And I wanna say this, and I gotta be mindful of how I say this because I don't wanna hurt my family. But a lot of the reasons why I'm gonna just use it as a generalization. A lot of women that have been really hurt in their life, you get a baby mama that they wanna trip and don't want you with your own kids because you're a man.
Right.
These are my children. Okay, why come I can't have my kids with me? And then you kind of try to lay back and understand because this molestation of these girls, what it does is it affects them so much. And I'm excuse my language. I know we're on radio and everything, but it fucks them up for the future. They don't know how to be loved. They don't know how to really embrace and be with a man fully because they feel violated. And that's the problem. I think that as men, Marquez, what we should do is we should get together as men and let's police each other.
And you know what, Trey, not to cut you off, but you've been helping me do that. As me and you being Facebook friends in the last month, you've been really, 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 really letting me see things from another angle that I thought was a closed door. You know what I'm saying? And you just be clowning.
You're a beautiful thing, and I'm so happy I can bring you guys together.
And on that note,
let me go ahead and open up the phone line to some other brothers that may want to join in this good man's moment. I want to unmute area code 480-208. As soon as I get things together, you will be the next one that's going to be unmuted. So get ready. Actually, you're unmuted. You're on air. 480-208. Welcome to EOTM Radio. Who's this?
Hi, this is Janara from Glendale, Arizona. One of your Facebook friends.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you for coming in.
I appreciate all the gentlemen that are talking out, but I wish more women would have some input on this too.
Yeah, but you're here, so go ahead and share with us your thoughts. What I feel about
Pastor Long is I never looked at him as God or Jesus or anybody like that. Like I said before on my Facebook, he's just a messenger, a down low, side low, whatever low he's supposed to be, you know, a legend. But I never looked. Yeah, all that low that's going on. He's just a messenger, and I don't think we should be judging the church based on his actions and his misabuse of power. You know, that's how I feel.
I want to tag on you, AZ. First of all, I appreciate what you're saying, honey, but I want to say this. As an African-American male who has done certain studies and opened myself up to different thoughts and beliefs, let's think about this whole religion thing as a whole. What I think that black people aren't ready to accept, if you read the Willie Lynch letter, religion itself was enacted upon slavery on slaves for control. That's where a personal issue comes into with quote-unquote Christianity, because just like with the Catholic Church, like everybody keeps saying, oh, the Catholic Church, they sweep it under the rug. See, black people, and the reason why you're getting calls from men, the reason why as black men we're so upset is because it violated a man. This is personal to us.
But Trey, since back in the day, I've seen people in the church turn the other cheek. It's like people, the black folk, yo, that's why I have a problem with religion. I believe in the Most High God, because the religion is too much affiliation and it's too much division, man. And a lot of people see a fact. They see a fact in their face and they say, well, the whole Christianity thing is you can wild out on Friday night, you can go on Sunday, and you can hoop and holler, and it's all good. It's over. Friday night is done.
That's my whole issue. That's why I keep saying these Bible thumpers run around with in the name of Jesus. Oh, I just fucked your son in the ass, but in the name of Jesus, I'm asking for forgiveness.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, Trey, I'm like, what? I mean, you can really go to church on Sunday and give it all to the. You can give it all to the congregation, and you can leave, and it's all good. That's not acceptable. That's not acceptable in a realistic world, realistic people. We are in 2011. We are full of entrepreneurs, EOTM, what it do. We are entrepreneurs right now. It's time for the fakeness to get out of here. All that fakeness, I've been seeing aunts let people get molested in their own home. I'm talking about good families with money. I'm talking about 500K folks. They've been letting their own uncles and brothers fuck them babies, man, and let it go like it ain't nothing. So this is big ass
business. Let me interject you guys. I want to
Yeah, baby, you hear
Carlos B. First off, let me just say there's some background noise. Whoever is on air right now, you cannot have your computer up. I'm sorry. It's going to cause technical interference. I will meet you really quick. I promise you. I want to say, I was talking to somebody in regards to this whole thing with molestation and with this, you know, what's going on in the Catholic Church and the black churches, because it is happening in the black churches, just as much as it's happening in the Catholic churches.
Absolutely.
But this person I spoke with the other day, that what they shared with me was this. They said that the way that these pastors, these men of God, make it right is if you read, and I don't know if it's the Greek mythology or what, when it back in the day when the Romans used to when the young Roman men or young Roman boys, when they're about to be men, they go off to this little excursion with the other men, and basically they sleep with the other men to become men.
That's
you
not
like Don Adams stuff, ain't it?
No, hello? Actually, no. If you like, you're so stupid. But no, read. I don't know. Maybe I was watching too much sci-fi or something. I don't know. But come on, now, listen to somebody. Anybody can, you know, help me out with this. I read it somewhere.
Yeah.
On a more serious note, to follow up with that, somebody that in history, you know, Alexander the Great, who I did respect as a warrior, he was very homosexual, and they have all that stuff. So I mean, but see, here's the thing. This is my issue again. And I say this because, and I keep it real, I say this and I preach this, I have no problem with an adult male being a homosexual. I have no problem with an adult male getting married to another man, and that's their thing. I have no problem with that.
Gays are some of the strongest men. I cut you off, Trailer. Gays are some of the strongest men in the world, and some of the richest and some of the hustlers. I done met dudes from Miami that had keys on lock back in the day and was the strongest gay man. It's like, yo, don't knock gays.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want to make sure I put that disclosure out there, because I personally, I'm going to be real, and this ain't on no, like, I have black friends. No, I really do got gay homeboys. They gay as hell, but them niggas is cool. You understand what I'm saying? They know that I ain't with it, but they're cool. But here's my point. My main issue is the manipulation tactic. For me, this is religious, and this is manipulative. You understand what I'm saying? If Bishop Eddie Long liked men, all he had to do was get him one of them, because he in Atlanta, goddammit. All he had to do was just find, come on, man, you know, and he kind of, you know, got his little muscles and stuff. I mean, he could have got him a dude, you know what I mean?
But see, Trey, they don't want gay. Gay wants to attack. They want something that's not, they want to triumph. They don't want gay. He can go to a gay bar and get a gay. They want this straight man. They want to conquer something. You see what I'm saying? So gay on gay is whack to them.
Wow.
I mean, honestly. I'm serious. I mean, because you know why? I'm a universal brother. I love everybody. So I got to beat them off every city I go to just because I say hello to them. Like, damn, bro. You know what I'm saying? But they don't like that. They like the challenge of a half-split man.
They like the challenge. Exactly. They want a man. You know what I'm saying? But see, my whole point is, like, but see, here's the deal. Even if, okay, let me go back to my whole point. Even if they do want to conquer something, that part, okay, you do your thing, you get your game, you get your Mac on, fine. But I'd be damned if you're going to be standing there in that robe with that Bible in your hand using the name of Jesus to do it. That's my main issue. That's what I'm sticking to. That's what I'm holding, because I personally believe that, and again, you in a position of power. You not like the gentleman who called from Virginia. You ain't using the church's money to feed and nourish and give jobs and make sure that people are surviving. You using this money to lavish little boys to, like you said, you know, you run a game. You sitting back like, oh, I'm gonna make him give me some. You know what I'm saying? And you putting gifts on them and stuff like that. My thing is the manipulation, using God. Because, see, and like I said, this is personal to me. I'm not going to put my family out there. But using God to cover up your sickness, that's where Trey's issue is, and that's what make me want to punch. I mean, he might win the fight because he is big, but that's what make me want to punch Eddie Long in his mouth.
Well, Queen Carla and the whole panel, let's make this negative a positive. Let's bring awareness to this situation now on the screen of Eddie Long. Just like Oscar Grant, they want to bring it. Let's take this and make this. Let's bring awareness
to
this.
Exactly.
Let's clean house. Let's get it. Let's keep it real. Get on your watchdogs. Let's start pulling cards. If Eddie Long wants to
do this. Well, my thing is this. Yeah, my thing is this, though. It's, and I'm definitely with you on that. But I think that people in these congregations, these members to all these big mega churches, they need to not put all of their faith in man. I think that's what they're messing things up. You know, they've made Bishop Eddie Long out to be like a god.
And
you know, he's a man. You know, don't put your faith in man because they will fail you every time.
Every time.
You know, they will fail
Great
you every
point.
Time, and that's what's so man. Hard for them to grasp. They've been doing it for so long.
We live in a society of followers, Carla.
You know,
I mean,
so.
You are we live in a society of followers, so that's why, I mean, people are weak, and they're spiritually weak, they're emotionally weak, they are mentally weak, so they follow. Like, you got to look at it. Just look at you as an entrepreneur. I've been introduced to you four or five months ago, and I'm blown away in my 13-year entertainment career by you, by just how you move and shake. I'm like, wow. I mean, people just don't have it in them to be their followers, so they like to follow, Carla. They don't want to lead. They don't have, you know what
they
call?
They don't want to lead. Man,
let me tell you what called. Jay-Z told me on the set of the Hard Knock Life video, he said, yo, I'm going to tell you two things. He said, the blow in this game, it's called professionalism over socialism. That's what he said. He said professionalism over socialism. You know what he told me? He also said, this is something that stuck with me forever. He told me, he said, niggas got a fear of failure and a fear of success. That's why people don't make no move.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's why they don't make no move.
Can I jump on that? Can I jump on that?
Well, you can jump on it, flip it, and bounce it, and give it back to Carla.
That is... Black
I want it back after that. Y'all can keep it. So go ahead, Trey.
You stupid, Carla. Black people. First of all, I want to tag on what you said about Carla. And Carla, I'm gonna tell you something, young lady. As a businessman in this game, I've only been knowing you for a year or so, but I gotta kind of say back what Michael said. If you are a leader, and I ain't got nothing but respect for you, baby. And I know how them fucking punk ass haters came at you, and EOTM still rocking, and you still doing your thing no matter what. So just
one time for Big Carla.
For being a strong woman and holding it down through all the adversity. Sister, I watched what you went through. I've been through it with you, and you stay grinding. Now, what I want to say about that fear thing, my thing is, and I know, because see, it's funny that Jay told you that, because see, Jay and I have kind of the same religious values, and I want to put this out there to black people. They have one of our main leaders locked up, Dr. Malachi Z. York, on a molestation charge, and I want to say to black people, get a book called The Mind and get a book called Potential. It's by Dr. Malachi Z. York. Start opening up your head, my black people, to learn some stuff. Because I'm going to tell you why black people run the church, why they sit there and they cry and they pray to some white Jesus with all this hair, is because we do fear success. I've had black people tell me that if you're a millionaire and you live heaven on earth and you have money on earth, then you're going to go to hell because you're not supposed to have. Why is it that on Sundays, you got black people, we be going to church on Sunday like it's like if you don't go to church, like remember how back in the day, grandmama used to look at you like if you don't go to church, but then guess what you think the white people doing on Sunday? They on their boats, they on their yachts, they relaxing, they having them a good time while we got to be in church giving up our money, listening to them make us, oh, yes, Lord, oh, God, I'm downtrodden, and, oh, it's so hard. Oh, God, I don't know what to do, Lord. I'm long-suffering. That's what this, why I got to fucking suffer. And you know my thing. Why do I have to die to go to heaven? I ain't got to be dead to go to heaven. When I'm in my house and laid back chilling and ate me some good food and got a pretty little woman laying up on me, I'm in heaven right then. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't got to be dead to go to heaven or hell. Because guess what? What I deal with on a personal level, on a personal basis, things that we all, you know, we all got things we don't discuss, hurt and pain about my kids, my family, you know, different things that have happened to me in life. And during that moment, that's hell. You understand what I'm saying? So while they trying to, you know, and see black people so scared of stuff, you know, and that's the thing. What you said, brother, about black people fearing success, that is the main issue with us. I know some people personally that are so afraid of doing something because they feel like, oh, I can't be like that. I got to be humble. Ain't nothing wrong with being humble.
Trey, we got to reach out, Trey. And tonight, man, we have to really, really pray for these victims, man, because, you know, it's bigger than the ones that's on the table. This is bigger, man. This is seriously, seriously big, man. So we need to really take this time out.
Yeah.
to make this negative.
It really is.
We need to really look into ourselves right now, man, as people. Everybody listening right now on Blog Radio, everybody that's on the panel, man, we need to really, really take this shit. It's just the same thing, like, you know, this is the thing I'm really scared of. 9/11 came. Everybody was conscious for a month or two or three. Then it was like, fuck it, it ain't happen. You know what I'm saying? Katrina happened. Hey, everybody in Katrina was like, I'm going down there. Yo, let's roll. Get a U-Haul. And nobody did shit. It's like, this. I don't want this to blow over. This cannot blow over, people. We have to use this as a springboard to change, man. That's what people are about. We are leaders. Everybody on the floor right now are leaders.
That's really what it has to be about. It has to be about change. Are you guys with me?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, when you know, Carla, you're like,
yeah, it really does have to be about change, and that's what I, you know, if nothing else, if people get nothing else from this show tonight, is that, I mean, we have to start looking at things a little bit different, even when it comes to the Black church. You know, there's no, we just have to stop looking at man for our happiness.
Stop throwing rocks in a glass house. Everybody stop throwing rocks in a glass house. Everybody stop being the pot calling the kettle black, man. We got to look into this, man. This is serious, y'all. It's our people, man. Our people are being exploited again. We got to stop. We got to break this
chain. These are our sons. These are our daughters,
Yes.
Like I said,
beautiful.
The main thing is, like, Markel, what you just said, what I got to tag on, like when you said is the victims is who we got to be concerned about. I preach this because this is something I hold true, and I hold my standards to this. I want to say publicly, I initially, when I heard about it, I was the first one in denial. I was the first one saying, I don't believe it, man, Eddie Long wouldn't do that. I was the first one. The ambassador jumped right on his team like, man, I can't believe they doing this to the bishop, man. That's kind of foul, man. Like, that was me. What turned me, though? Like I said, what really turned me and really
was that interview.
Was that interview? When you, I mean, to me, right? And I mean, I got friends like, oh, Trey, you signed, sealed, delivered it. I, being an actor, Michael, you know how the business is. You know how we can
right.
play space a moment, or we can go into like a moment and become a character. That brother was not. Let's take a side, like really watch it and analyze it from a psychological point of view. That brother was not in no character. He's not no actor. He was not playing no game. He didn't bring out no fake teeth. Like what's the little chick who accused the black people of killing her babies and stuff? Like I love when the little
Smith. That's, yeah, that was my lawyer. My lawyer prosecuted her ass. But anyway.
Hey, this is what them little white women do when they on TV. Oh, he raped me. And then I can't believe, you know, oh, my God, he's such a big black man. And I, okay, here go the thing. The brother didn't do that. When that brother looked at that camera, I mean, I watched that interview. When that brother looked at
that
camera. Yeah,
that was
deep. I mean,
that was
and
deep.
He was intense. Like, I mean, and I go to this again because, like, God dang, the disgust of having to watch another man's cologne.
That was so real. That interview was so real.
That's when it was over for me. Like I straight up,
yeah.
I had, Bishop Eddie Long. If you listen,
you and
to him,
a lot of other people too, Trey.
I had his back all the way up until when I watched that. That was a turning point. I'm done now because I
know.
Some things you can say. I mean, like God in me, the man, the human.
Just watch
in me.
Out for the manipulation, man. I mean, watch
okay.
out for the watch
hey.
Out.
You guys, hold tight really quick. I want to go ahead and unmute. I don't know if this lady wants to speak, but this is someone that I hold dear to my heart, my little baby sister. I see her chiming in. I don't know if she's just listening or wanting to say something. But
please,
whatever the case,
please,
I'm
please,
open
please,
it up.
Please,
to
need
speak.
A sister, please, to speak.
You want to share?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Sweetie, you on
is
there?
Is that Sweetie?
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
Sweetie to the queen.
Sweetie, hold on. Hey, forget the radio show. This is personal. Sweetie, listen. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Baby, I'm single now.
Yo,
it's
the Bishop Law.
Oh,
you know it's
LA, right? See, I heard you was coming to LA.
Let me tell you.
I got a nice place, too. Ask your sister. She's saying that I got a nice little place. You need to come.
Right.
You need to come. I'm going to make you some food, some dinner when you get here. So when you get here, holler at
her.
We're
going to make you some oatmeal.
We got about 6 minutes. Sweetie, what you got, baby?
Well, okay, I'm going to get back on you with that, Trey. But I'm going to
But no, y'all. But no, on the real,
yeah, on the real.
I was
real.
Just listening, as far as you know, because I seen the news with he was the young guy was talking, and I mean, first of all, we got to keep in mind that Bishop, he's only human. So my point is, it is possible that he did do it. I mean, a lot of people don't understand why I'm so picky now going to churches and everything, because every time you get attached to one pastor or something, you got to keep in mind they're only human. So you need to, you know, do your own research when it comes to the Bible and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But my point is, with that boy, young guy, listening to the TV like Trey said, the first thing I said to myself, that could have been my son.
Ooh.
And I cried. Because
ooh.
I'm like, he only didn't mess that boy up.
Mm.
He used the Lord, God,
yeah,
everything. And it's not, and I'm trying not to be so bitter when it comes to the pastor, because I'm trying to be godly about pray for him. Because it ain't about just him, the pastor. It ain't about just the young kids is coming out saying what the pastor did. We got to look at the world. The world. We need to pay attention to the world. Because if that quick of the blink of the eye, it could have been one of our child. It could have been one of ours.
Let it have been one of mine.
Let me just say something. Even though it could have been one of ours, we got to keep in mind, whatever we would have did to the pastor, at the end of the day, our child is still living with that. We can't
right.
never take that
right.
pain,
right.
that pain away from what
right.
our son went through.
Right.
Real quick,
right.
Quincy, I'm going
right.
to give you the mic, but we got 4 minutes, so go ahead and wrap it up. Teresa, your comment, then I'm going to give it to Trey Love, so you can wrap it up, Mikhail, and then I'll wrap it up. So go ahead, Quincy. You got like,
you know
seconds.
What, Carla B, right now, I can't, the way I feel, I can't even pin in the words. So I don't even think I can even wrap it up.
Okay.
I can't even wrap it up.
Well, we're going to definitely have a part two today so you can have more, you know, to wrap up. Go ahead, Trey.
Hey, I want to say to the whole EOTM family, Queen G, Carla B, Sweet T, Mikhail, my brother, it's a pleasure to meet you. And from to you, my family, I want to say to you, as brother and black man, we need to start learning to say I love you to another man without that bitch shit. To you, my man, I love you, brother, and I appreciate everything you're doing. To everybody out there listening, yo, check your boy out on Facebook, Twitter, and all that other stuff, man. I got a DVD dropping. And to this Bishop Eddie Long thing, I'm disgusted. I'm devastated. But this is going on, and what we need to do as a people is come together and figure out ways to make a change in our society and stop overlooking this shit.
But, yes, people,
right.
we need to really, really start keeping it real. Stop sweeping dirt up under the rug. Stop overlooking these demons, man. These demons are with our babies. They're terrorists living in homes. You need to start pulling people's cards, man, for real. We got to take this back to the 60s and the 70s. We got to start really pulling cards, man. Call a spade, yo, for real. This has to stop because too many people are turning the cheek on serious, serious stuff. And that's why stuff like this continues to fester and roll along. We have to get real. Keep it real.
We do. That's what's up. We really do. Thanks so much to everybody that chimed in to the panel. I can't even say all the names. Thank you all. You know who you are. Everybody in the chat room, thank you so much for sharing. I want to end it with a little bit of something, and it goes like this. Again, y'all, it bears repeating that at this point, all we have are accusations. There is enough for the accusers to bring suit, but Long should not be presumed anything but innocent right now. Even if you, like me, completely disagree with his interpretation of the gospel and his perspective on the lack of a spectrum between pauper and prince, regardless of all that, it's difficult to imagine his evangelical empire not taking a major hit. And that's unfortunate. You know, it's going to impact that community. So I would say this, it's definitely time for a change. It's time for a change. And we have to come together to make stuff happen. We have to use this situation and to turn it into something positive if we can. So
yep.
What I would say to this, look for a part two to this particular series and a part three and a four. We will definitely follow this case.
Make sure you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows because you're not going to want to miss any of it. And hot, hot topic. Peace and blessings. Thanks for checking us out. See you next time.
We love you, Carla. All of them awesome.
Even though some people front.